Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Let's talk some high school basketball today on the Coach's Corner. It was recently announced that Jared Butler, longtime Emory High School assistant, will take over the Carbon High School boys basketball program following the resignation of Coach Kyle Wilson. We love Coach Wilson. It was such a pleasure to speak with him regularly here on the show over the last 3 years. But we're also very excited for Coach Jared Butler, and he is joining us right now over the phone. Coach, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Hey, my pleasure. I appreciate all you do for us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Coach, definitely. Let's talk about the announcement of you getting the head coaching job at Carbon High School. I know you've been a teacher at Carbon High for quite some time. You've been an assistant for basketball here in the Castle Country for quite some time as well, Coach. So it just seems like now all the stars aligned and the timing just seemed to be right.
Yeah, kind of a tough deal with Kyle. I feel for him. I still feel for him. He's a tough man that's going through some issues, but I'm glad to be here and I'm excited for it. I just feel for him. I know this isn't what he wanted, but we'll just go forward with it and try to do our best that we can. And I am excited.
Well, it's always exciting to move to a new era, Coach. But before we talk about what we have coming back and a little bit about the Carbon basketball program itself, let's talk about you for those who maybe aren't too familiar with Coach Butler. Most recently, you've been at Emory High School. You've served as an assistant under Coach Todd Jeffs for the past 8 seasons. I know you also were an assistant at one point in time at Carbon High School, and you did play a year of junior college basketball. So I guess let's get familiar with you. From your playing days, moving into your coaching days, you've been around the game of basketball pretty much your entire life.
Yeah, I obviously have a lot to learn, but it's something that I enjoy and something I enjoy. And I actually was coached by Coach Todd Jeff, and then I got to coach with him. So Coach Bianco, I was able to work with him and Coach Cisneros and Coach Moynier and a lot of people around that way, and then did pick up a few things while I was at school at college. But this last little bit being with Coach Jeffs was very valuable. Seeing he has 30 plus years of experience, and that's I don't know how to, other than being there every day and seeing how well of a teacher he is of the game. I hope I can pick up on a few of those things and bring it here to help out, but that's going to be beneficial to me, I'm sure.
I've always been impressed with Coach Jeffs' ability to keep a competitive team regardless of what he has coming back. It seems like, he's done a great job of kind of changing the scheme to fit his particular players. And you mentioned the way that he teaches. I mean, you can know the game of basketball, but teaching it is a completely different aspect, Coach. So what were some of the things that you did pick up at Emory High School?
Well, and I got this from a few other coaches, Coach Jones from football and J.R. Nelson, he helped when I was in the eighth grade, and talking with the Davis coach when I was at a clinic one time who was really successful. It all starts with cuts, and that's the hardest part of the job, it's really hard. These kids put their heart and soul into things, and there's only so many spots, and you grow to love them, you're around them, and you teach them, and that's going to be, I feel, my hardest thing to do here now that I know these kids. Over at Emory, I didn't know them as well because I didn't teach them, but just having the right players, and it's about, obviously, the physical skills, what they can do, but their coachability, their attitudes towards classmates, their willingness to work hard as a student, all of those, just choosing good kids. I mean, that's so then as you go through the year, that kind of takes care of itself. You don't have to worry about the off-court actions that sometimes come about. And so it's a pretty big, important decision. And I think that might be one thing that that I'm going to look at quite a bit and try to implement here.
It is unique in a sense that you were a teacher at Carbon High, but you coached at Emory High School. I'm sure now it'll be a little bit more comfortable, as you just alluded to. You didn't know those kids as well at Emory High School. You know all the kids at Carbon High School. So that's got to be a pretty comfortable situation.
Yeah, it is. But then the side that I'm most worried about is there are some kids that I'll just treasure. Their joy in class, they're respectful, they're everything you want, but maybe the physical skills aren't there, their abilities to play the game aren't quite at the varsity level it needs to be, and then there might need to be a cut happen, and that's going to be hard, but I think that's what you have to do. We'd love to have 50 kids on a squad, and everybody's happy, but it doesn't work that way. Everybody that's involved can see and know that, if someone's on the bench, they're not happy, and mom's not happy, and grandma's not happy. You know how that works. So we've just got to try to do our best to choose the best squad. And then as we do that, then we get to move forward and work all the other things out. So.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dino Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, the old saying is a head coach is only as good as his assistants. I mean, I'm sure that's a true sentiment. Most coaches would agree with that, but that puts a little bit of extra emphasis in picking your coaching staff.
Yeah, for sure. We were able to pick up Cammie Carlson. She's going to come and help us out, which I'm very excited about. I wasn't sure that she would want to get back into coaching. She's got a lot of experience, and I'm excited for her willingness to come be a part of our program, help us move forward. I'm looking forward to learning a lot from her. Another one that we have, Monty Kologi. He is a friend that I've had for a long time, and he can bring a lot of basketball knowledge to us. I still am waiting on a third one. We had Chris Abaglin in thinking and talking about with him, and he still might come and help out a little bit, but he's had a career, might be a career change here that may allow him not, but we've talked a little bit about it. But, they obviously, we're going to try to run even a freshman program if we can. So we would like to have at least four of us here. And a lot of the schools, as I have lined up the schedule, they wanted to do a freshman program. So I think it'll help us out.
Definitely. Coach, I know that there are some tedious things behind the scenes that maybe not the average or lighthearted basketball fan or high school sports fan would realize. I mean, when you take over as a head coach of a program, for you, what was the first thing that you had to act on to try to get rolling?
Well, our luckily, Coach Wilson had I think four games lined up for us for our schedule. The schedule was for me the most important, pressing thing at the time. What I ran into, a problem that I ran into, was we were a little late getting started, 3 or 4 weeks behind after the season was over. And most people that I called and contact already had their schedules lined up. So we got it together. And we spoke a little earlier, having to feel we got out of a Colorado tournament. And so that was a little tough, picking up those games to replace. And then Emory will now be in the same region as Carbon, to where that was two preseason games we had before that needed to be made up. But we did get it finalized. Then you're having to learn the ropes of uniforms, practice gear, getting all of those things ready to go, then summer camps, just things that, as an assistant, you know, you just get to show up. It's a lot different, and I knew and understood that, but it's actually then now doing it is a different story, but it's all part of it, and I'm sure I'll learn as I go, and Coach Bianco's been tremendous help here with our athletic director, as well as he's been around and seen many different things, and he can help me avoid pitfalls and know what to do and what not to do. So that'll be really, really handy.
If we fast forward ahead, Coach, to the summer months, I know that's not that far off now that we're already in the middle of April, but what does the summer look like for the basketball team? What are some of the things that you'll get in motion around that time frame as well?
Right after school is out, there's a varsity weekend, a Friday, Saturday Manti camp that we'll be taking some varsity players over to. I think we get 5 games out of that. So before that, we'll, you know, obviously have a few open court type things to get things down at least a little bit before we can get over to that. And then there will be a USU Eastern in the middle of June, and that involves all teams, and we get 5 days of basketball there, and each team will get, I think, 3 games a day. So those two are, as of yet, I'm trying to get one more Friday, Saturday. South Sevier used to run one, but they have a coaching change, and I don't think that's happening from what I have heard so far. So, but someone else probably will, and if we hear about it, we'll probably jump into it.
Well, Coach, it's definitely an exciting time. Another new era of Carbon High School basketball is upon us. Congratulations on being named the head coach of the program, and I'm sure we'll be talking much more frequently.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate all the support, and I hope that we can help this community move forward and just build upon all the good things that have already taken place here, and I'm excited for this group of young men that we have coming up. From what I see, there's some underclassmen that are pretty exciting. I'll get to know them a little bit more through this summer and see what we actually have, but it should be fun, and we'll just learn as we go.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you again, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon High School boys basketball team talking about some of his plans as he transitions into the new head coaching spot at the high school. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we are going to move over to talk Major League Baseball. A great friend of mine, Steve Bordstein, will join us for that conversation right after this on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios.